All right, so a couple years down the road, you get really into gardening.
Okay.
You kind of had like an epiphany. You were like out on tour.
For comedy?
Yeah, telling jokes. Hold it a little closer.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. That's good. So you're on a fucking tour or whatever. And you kind of were like, you stop at a hotel. It's after a gig. You played Madison Square Garden.
Wow. Things are going good.
Yeah. You have like a tour manager who is working with you. His name is Curtis Bones.
Curtis Bones. Okay.
Curtis Bones is a pretty cool guy. He has been a behind the scenes guy in comedy for like a very long time.
Yeah.
Probably about like 45 years at this point. So you feel like in good hands with this dude, okay. You know, and yeah. He is trying his hardest. So he gets you Madison Square Garden and you're like, I can't thank you enough for this. I can't believe that you were able to do this. He's like, hey, it's nothing, kid. He kind of talks like a 1920s guy.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
Sometimes like, and like at first you were kind of weirded out, but eventually you kind of grow to love it a little bit. Like there'll be like mornings where like you guys are on tour and like you've only gotten like a few hours sleep, like whatever. And then like he'll knock on the door and he'll be like, get up, sweetheart. Toot sweet. We got jokes to tell.
Okay, love him.
And like sometimes like if he's really annoyed, he'll be like he'll go like meh when he's like annoyed. Mm-hmm. Fucking loves whiskey.
Yeah.
So you go to play Madison Square Garden and you're performing and you kind of realize like, what am I doing? What is this? Mm. You kind of have this like moment of clarity. So they booked Madison Square Garden, but I guess the problem with Mr. Bones, Curtis Bones, is that he's kind of getting a little older. So he doesn't really get how anything works. So mm-hmm. He doesn't do like any marketing at all. So no one shows up.
Yeah.
So you're at Madison Square Garden. They still make you like perform. You do like a full 45 minutes to just an empty arena. Mm-hmm. And as your jokes are like bouncing off the walls and like it echoes for a while. You have this one joke where like you go like, you'll be like, hey ladies, don't you wish your man picked up around the house more?
Yeah.
And there's just like dead silence and you just hear like more. Like it comes back.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
What
so
a nightmare.
Yeah. So you do the set and you're kind of realizing like maybe there's more to life than these pithy jokes. And as you're in the, you wake up one morning, like the next morning in your hotel, and as you go outside, you see like a man just gardening. And you look at him and he is like smiling, he's humming, and you're like, when's the last time I ever hummed?
Totally.
You start humming a tune. Kind of like wordless, just like a melody. You're like, as you watch this guy garden. Mm-hmm. And you're not totally certain when this happens, but you realize like he kind of looks up and you both are humming like the same song at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of like have this like weird moment. And then you realize like, man, this guy, look how fucking happy he is. He's just gardening.
Yeah.
So you decide to get really into gardening. You have this like garden in front of your apartment. The what's that called? The apartment manager, superintendent, whatever, superintendent. The landlord there. It's like, oh yeah, that's my garden that I see you admiring. There's like a tree. It only has like one apple.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, yep, that's the final apple of the year. He like looks at you and he goes, What would you say to a crispy apple? What do you say?
Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
He goes, are you sure? It's the last one of the season. Your landlord is like an okay enough guy. His name is Pete Strongman.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking jacked.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the last one of the season.
He goes, it's the last one of the season.
What kind are they? Am I supposed to be asking questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the reddest apple you've ever seen in your fucking life.
I don't really like red.
So you kind of like say that to him and he goes like, oh, okay. And like, he's like, well, yo, no big deal. I guess you don't have to have it. And you can tell that he is like very profoundly hurt by this.
Mm.
And he like kind of walks and he goes, yeah, I mean, it's, hey, more for the rest of us, huh? He walks towards the tree. He trips and falls and breaks his head. So as you're watching this, you're kind of like, oh shit. And
did I do that?
Yeah, you kind of like think that to yourself. And so you're like, man, I'm gonna start gardening. Have you ever been a gardener?
I take care of plants.
Okay.
At my house.
Fuck yeah.
That's not the same.
So you kind of, but you kind of use that as a springboard.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, like I you've read up about people who get like, they dive in like too deep into the gardening game too early.
No.
Oh yeah. You were reading about it and it was like, cause you were like figuring it out and you were reading about somebody online, on a message board, his, message board, handle, his username is, mm-hmm. Is a Thick Tank and
Thick Tank.
Yeah. And he's like, look, just don't start with tomatoes. I can't tell you why. But do not start with tomatoes. I beg you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing some research and you're like, okay, I'm not going to go into this too intensely. I'm going to kind of work my way into this. And you do. Over the next year, you sort of immerse yourself in gardening and gardening culture.
Mm-hmm.
You start going to like... farmers markets and stuff like that to kind of learn a little bit more about like the different vegetables that they're selling and stuff like that. You do an online course called How to Be a Badass Gardener.
Yeah. Okay.
And you do a lot of study and you kind of get into it. Like you start off small. You start off just doing like green peas or whatever. And they come out pretty good. They come out very green.
Mm.
You kind of move up. You start doing like carrots, white onions.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like you are kind of getting very good at it. The stuff that you're making is solid quality. Like you go to the farmer's market and like you sell it to them.
Mm-hmm.
For them to sell, sometimes there's some people who they'll come to you and they'll be like, "Kat, I like next time you have turnips in, you call me,"
mm-hmm.
and they hand you like a $100 bill with their phone number on it.
Wow.
Yeah. So there is like some.
I have a following.
Yeah, you kind of start your own like vegetable business.
Oh. Am I like Instagram famous?
You're starting to get some followers for sure. Yeah. Yeah, DJ Khaled actually like
wow.
retweeted one of
I
your.
I hate him.
Yeah, because the video is you like on TikTok and you're like, hey guys, Kat here. DJ Khaled, wow, he fucking sucks. Anyway, check it out. Here's some vegetables, and then he like retweets it and just writes like LOL. And like people are just like
that.
He kind of takes it in stride, so like people are like, "Fuck yeah!" So like you're starting to get a little bit of a bump,
okay,
in your vegetable business.
Okay, perfect. What's my Instagram name?
Your Instagram name? It's named after your business. So the name of your vegetable business that you're starting, is called Kat's Garden of Delights and Surprises.
Okay.
So it's at Cat's Gardens of Delights and Surprises.
Yeah, very
And long. So, because there are surprises, to be honest with you.
Oh.
One of the things that you do is you go, like, when you go to sell your vegetables, you have a bag that just has a question mark on it. And that's where you put, yeah, and like, you don't know what you're buying. So they could get it. It could just be a whole bunch of potatoes. Or it could be like some pretty rare shit.
Oh, but it's always vegetables.
Always.
Okay.
Or just things you can grow. I don't know if potatoes are considered a vegetable or if they're starch. I don't actually know.
Well, I think vegetables are starches.
Oh, really? Who knows?
I don't know.
You do like no research when you start this business. You just kind of like, it feels intuitive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just does.
Like this is what I've meant to do. Be a gardener.
One day you get a order to bring a bushel of asparagus to this nightclub downtown. It's called Lux.
Okay. What are they doing with the asparagus?
You don't ask.
Okay.
That's part of your thing is like, you're like, look, I promise that it's going to be a little bit more expensive because I'm a smaller business, but these are vegetables. No questions asked.
Yeah.
And you stick to that. Like there's been some people, like recently there was this guy who showed up covered in blood from head to toe. And he was like, hey, you got any lettuce? And you're like, yeah. And he bought a bunch of lettuce. And as he walked out, he was like soaking the blood off with it. But you're like, all right, whatever. Like, yeah. What, I mean, you know, not my, you think to yourself, not my rodeo.
It's like I know I'm like, selling to like the mob,
maybe,
but
you don't know.
Wow,
you have no idea. Maybe that guy, maybe that's not human blood. Maybe that guy's a butcher. Yeah, you kind of a little, but you're like, look, guys, like, look again, like this is going to be expensive. Not expensive, but you're paying a little bit more for a peace of mind, not just a piece of lettuce. That's kind of how you view it.
Yeah, peace of mind. No questions asked.
No questions asked veggies. And so
I love that you can't find that anymore.
That's the thing. And like people are like, man, Cat's Garden of Delights and Surprises really like was ahead of the game. Like, so you're like kind of like doing big things on Instagram and stuff like that. And you're like, yeah, no one else kind of does this. And so.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Good.
No, it's just like it could also be like discreet packaging.
Sure.
Right? Like when you drop off the packages, it's like the, you know, like hair pills, yeah. Right? The for him stuff.
So what you do when you drop them off is you actually like you're doing like, okay, money wise. So you buy a jet black.
Oh.
That's next on your list, though. You think to yourself, I'm never going to be satisfied until I have a
Boeing
jet black jet.
Oh yeah, totally.
It's always been your dream since you were like a little kid. You would sometimes have dreams about just a really, really dark colored jet that would like fly through the sky.
Yeah.
And sometimes it would like fly towards you.
Yeah.
So ever since then, you kind of have just kind of had this idea of having like a jet black jet. But until then, you have this jet black Ford Fiesta. And what you do is like you'll like kind of like when you make the drop offs, because it's no questions asked, your thing is like I drop these things off discreetly. Again, mm-hmm. I'm not in your business. Whatever you need this for, you need this for. Mm-hmm. And so you will like dress in all black and like you put like a mask on your face, yeah, and shit like that. Oh, and like, lava. Yeah. So it's almost like you're like a ninja, except you're delivering vegetables at night.
I love that.
Yeah. So one morning you go down to this nightclub Lux with all the asparagus and not all, but like, yeah, like I said, like a bunch of bushels of them.
Yeah. And how much asparagus is in a bushel?
A shitload.
Cool.
So you have like several barrels worth of asparagus.
Wow.
Yeah. And so you roll them into your car and shit, and you go downtown. This is one of the ones where they want to meet you face to face.
Oh.
And you normally you're a little not, you're not really sure about it, but like whatever, you'll, they're paying you pretty good money for this.
They pay extra.
Yeah. They go, we're paying extra for some, for less discretion. Huh? So, so you go down to Lux. They're not open yet. Mm-hmm. You go there, you knock on the door. And this woman answers. Easily one of probably top five most beautiful people that you've ever seen in person.
Wow.
Yeah. Red hair.
Oh, God.
Porcelain skin.
Sounds like my mom.
Yeah. So it's like even weirder that you're like, wow, this woman's gorgeous.
It's my mom.
So she's like, oh, hi. Like, I'm the owner here. You must be Kat. She goes, well, come on in. Right this way. So you follow her and you bring the asparagus into the, they have like this side room that they bring all the asparagus into, and there's like just like whips and chains and shit. Oh, like that. God. Yeah, there's like some stuff happening in there. Yeah. And she kind of looks at you and she goes, no questions asked. And you kind of like laugh and she goes, nah, it's like a sex dungeon.
Yeah. That's she goes, my mom.
She goes, well, anyway, thank you so much for dropping this off. I really appreciate it. And she sticks out her hand. She goes, my name's Lucy. Do you shake her hand?
Ooh. Yeah, she's my mom.
So you shake this woman's hand, and this woman who reminded you of your mother on such a level that, like, for just a moment, it kind of weirds you out, but you're like, well, whatever. Like, you know, people are people. And as you reach your hand out, she goes, yeah, Lucy Fur.
Oh, no. Huge mistake.
You shake hands. And for a moment, it's almost as if you're like above an ocean. The wind is going crazy. There's like lightning everywhere. You see tornado in the distance. But it's just a vast ocean, and you don't see any land, no matter where you look. It's nothing but ocean and sky. And you look down, and you see that there's, like, all of these animals. Monkey, lion, tiger, polar bear, human being.
Whoa.
All of them drowning. And they're screaming, and they're going like, why, God? What did we do?
Oh.
And you're sort of like, what the fuck? And you look over, and you see Lucy kind of like floating in the air. She's wearing a red fucking dress.
Whoa.
And she is laughing and laughing as a arc goes past.
Like Noah's Ark? Like an arc like that?
I guess, yeah. So you kind of snap back, and she's like, anyway, thanks for the asparagus. Appreciate it. And she like walks away. You're like, all right. So you leave. The next day, you wake up. You decide to get some breakfast. But you're like, man, I'm going to get like some fucking, what's your favorite breakfast?
Bacon, egg, and cheese croissant.
So you go down to this, there's this breakfast place you like called Beefy John's Bed and Breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to stay there overnight to get the breakfast. Like a lot of people don't. Oh. It's just really good.
Oh, okay.
And so you go there and you order it, and you go to like pay, and they go, oh no, it's already been taken care of.
Oh.
And they go, yeah, here's just the receipt. And they hand you a receipt, and it feels cold. It almost mm-hmm. feels like not heavy as in weight, but like significant in your
ooh,
hand.
Okay.
And you look down and it says, you've been chosen.
Oh.
Your phone rings. What do?
Run.
So you just like run out of the store, but like your phone's still in like your pocket. So you just hear it like ringing as you're running.
Yeah.
And it rings the entire run home.
Yeah.
You jump into your apartment. It's still ringing. What do you do?
Pick it up.
You pick it up.
Just
there's
ran home for no reason.
You ran home. And so you answer it, and you hear a voice on the other line go, "Oh, hello, Kat. This is Melvin from the Lanolax Corporation. I'd like to. I got a money earning opportunity for you." He goes on to explain that, like, oh, Lucy Fur is this person that they sometimes, Lanolax Corporation works with, and she was raving about those asparagus. That you, he goes, yeah, asparagus, or you're in the biz, you probably call it asparagus. Yeah. And you're like, huh? And he's like, anyway, look, I need to try some of these veggies, so I'm going to come by tomorrow, but man, if these are half as good as she's making these out to be, we want to invest.
Wow.
In Kat's garden of delights and secret and surprises.
Surprises. Surprises or secrets.
He goes, I cannot wait to get one of those surprise bags. Because like I said earlier, those are like, that's what's getting you the attention on Instagram beyond the DJ Khaled thing.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to just get a bag of veggies that you don't know.
You don't fucking know.
It's actually kind of a great idea.
You don't know.
Yeah.
One time, like I said, it could be just a bunch of like potatoes and onions, or it could just be like $5,000 cash.
Yeah. Oh, so it could be anything.
It can be anything. That's okay. What I'm saying. It's a surprise.
Okay.
Like you, like some people got tickets to see Death Cab play.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's
so like
a good
you,
one.
You never really know what you're getting.
Or it could just be turnips.
Or it could be turnips.
Or 5,000. Damn.
All you know is that it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
It might not be what you want, but it's something that you're going to remember.
Yeah.
And that's kind of your, that's your tagline. You go, Kat's garden of,
delights and surprise.
Of delights and surprise. You might not like it, but you're going to remember it.
That's a great tagline.
That's your tagline. So he comes by. And so like the next day, like, this guy from the Lanolax Corporation shows up. He's wearing like a blue suit. Looks, you know, like a, almost like a Secret Service agent kind of guy. And he comes by, he samples some of your wares, and he is like, this, how are you getting this? Like, how are you doing this?
Yeah.
You're just like, hey man, it's just what I do, you know? He's like very impressed. And so he's like, look, we want to partner with you. Like, we're going to have a meeting later this week, but I can tell you that like, we're going to be able to get your stuff into the big stores. Like we're going to be able to do some pretty big things. So we'll probably want to invest, I don't know, at least, like $20 million in this. I mean.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go corporate, but.
And he,
20 mil.
And he kind of goes on and he's like, look, we're going to maintain the quality. It's just going to be on a larger scale.
Mm.
And so you're like, wow, this is pretty intense. And he's like, yep. So we'll be in touch. You'll probably want a lawyer, I guess. So look into that. Walks away. As you see him walk away, you notice that he doesn't have a car. He just walks away.
Yeah.
Just like, I guess he walked here. So later on that day, you're hanging out and you're thinking about like what your life has become.
Mm. Yeah.
There's a knock on the door. What do you do?
Answer the door.
So standing there on your front porch is this guy. Mm-hmm. He's wearing like a green jumpsuit. Like overalls. Like overalls. Kind of mm-hmm. like Mario Brothers almost.
Got
it's
it.
Dark green. He's bald on top, but he has like long gray kind of stringy hair.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Very nice.
He has like almost like skis, but they're like made of celery. And he's holding like gigantic, like a gigantic stalk of carrot in each hand. And he kind of like, he's like very like shy and not sure of himself and kind of like looking at the ground. And you kind of get the feeling this guy doesn't have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hello, Kat. I'm the Prince of Vegetables.
Whoa.
Can we talk?
No.
So what do you do? You just say no?
No. And he closes the door.
He closes the door, and you kind of hear him go, you see him kind of clank, like kind of skew away.
Okay.
And you're like, whatever. So the week goes on. You get a lawyer, and he kind of gets in. The Landlords Corporation then have meetings and stuff like that. And he's like, yeah, they're going to invest that full $20 million. And he kind of goes on to explain all the different, you know, things. And like a lot of it goes over your head, to be honest with you. But you're like, okay, like this guy checks out. He's on the up and up. So you're just kind of going to go along with him.
Mm-hmm.
So you go into business with the Landlords Corporation, and your vegetables are in stores everywhere. And the money starts pouring in.
Uh-oh.
For about a week. So it turns out that the Landlords Corporation, once your stuff got big and started getting in all these stores, they poisoned all of it. So everyone who ate the vegetables, their head exploded.
No.
Every single one. So you get put on trial for like essentially murder, like
oh
negligence
my
and stuff
God.
Like that. Yeah. And they just throw you under the bus. Like you're the only one who goes to jail. You go to jail, and the first night in jail, you get shivved by your cellmate, and you die.
What?
Yeah, you.
So that's the end of the adventure?
Yeah, you bleed out on the floor of a women's prison, and you hear the voice of the Prince of Vegetables. The last thing you hear is him going, "I was there to warn you," and then you die.
No, what?
Yeah, you're fucking dead.
What?
You killed so many people. And then you got
I did
murdered.
Not think it would end like that. Does it always end like this? Okay. I thought I chose something wrong. So is it just a big prank? That's what this show is? I just die?
Yeah, you're fucking dead.
Wow.